أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. This intense effort, Allah says, is أياما معدودات. Just a few days. In that also is Allah Ta'ala's shan of Rahmani and Rahimi, that Allah made it easy for us. Make this effort a proper effort for this few days. You have the fruit forever. And ma'adudat, which you can count easily on your fingers, 29, 30 days to count, 33 we count easily our tasbih. So just you, so few days it is. And 1 week is almost gone already of Ramadan. It's not a matter of completing it, of how we complete it. So if we spend our time correctly, the fruit that we will get won't only see us through to the year, but for our whole lives. And Ramadan is really that wonderful, great occasion Allah has given us to make ourselves. And with regard to the rights of the Quran Sharif, these are the rights of the Quran Sharif. And on the day of Qiyamah, Quran is going to come as a complainant against many people. Allah save us. وَاجْعَلْهُ حُجَّةً لَنَا وَلَا تَجْعَلْهُ حُجَّةً عَلَيْنَا. Now the Quran Sharif is going to complain in the court of Allah Ta'ala. In تَخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا 19. يَا قَوْمِ And that the Quran is going to lay a complaint against us. So we have to be very careful. And who will be able to answer the complaints and the charge of the Quran if we are brought in the court of Allah Ta'ala and the Quran is laying a charge against us? We stand absolutely no chance. So therefore, we should try our best that we fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif. And as a banda, as a slave of Allah, we have no choice but to try and then to cry. We try our best and then we cry for all our shortcomings. Nobody is going to be perfect. We're going to have our shortcomings. And so we have to keep on trying and crying all the time. As Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, try in the day and cry in the night. In the day we try our best and then we turn to Allah and we beg Him that He must forgive us for all our shortcomings. So the one right of the Quran Sharif we had mentioned was Iman bil Quran. And then Mahabbat, the love of the Quran Sharif. And we have to develop that love. And then that love has to be with the azmat, with the honor of the, and the grandeur of the Quran Sharif. And then ta'allum al-Quran, to be learning the Quran, and that must carry on from the cradle to the grave. We have to keep on learning. After having learned the Quran Sharif, the next rite of the Quran Sharif is tilawat al-Quran, to make tilawat. And in tilawat, firstly, what is tilawat of Quran Sharif? It is not I reading, like we read a newspaper, a novel, a book or something, just with our eyes we read. That is not tilawat. And neither is tilawat a translation. Some people, and neither is tilawat hearing the Quran. If you hear para a day, and you become happy that I did my tilawat, my one khatam is made, it's not made. That tilawat has to be, and also on the radio or on cassette, if a person listens, then their sajda tilawat also doesn't become wajib. Because if it's live Quran Sharif, then sajda does become wajib. So tilawat is that we read in the Quran Sharif in the Arabic language. And our tongue and lip must move. And with so much sound that at least we ourselves can hear. That is called tilawat of Quran Sharif. And that is the right of the Quran Sharif. And the right of Ramadan is that we at least make one khatam in the month of Ramadan. That is the very bare minimum, that we make at least one khatam. And then as far as tilawat is concerned, We know presently, mashallah, there are people here who make one khatam a day, and there are people who make Maulana Farooq, what is his name? Darul Uloom Zakaria. Farooq Patel, gee, he makes 50 khatams, 50 to 60 khatams in the month of Ramadan. So, which we hear of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, Allah in his kindness in this time has also, there are such people. And there are many people who make a lot of tilawat, so there is no limit to it. Average, what is prescribed, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi used to prescribe 3 suparas for a hafiz, and for a non-hafiz, 1 supara a day. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum prescribes 1 supara. So the best is, from my experience, everyone according to the grade and level of his hifz. If a person, his hifz is good, mashallah, then he should do 3 suparas. And not only in Ramadan, this is in the whole year. The whole Ramadan, it must be more. And the 3 suparas, if they are done in this way, I think the greatest benefit will accrue. One is to read that supara looking inside, because the nur of looking inside the Quran Sharif is completely different. Then that same supara, hambrawa it to somebody. And the best is that hambrawa it to one's wife. So those who are married, hambrawa it to one's wife. By that a wonderful environment in the house is created of deen, and also the anwarat of the Quran Sharif. And then like for example, if you're hambrawaing your wife, she herself, even if she's not that pious, but by continuously going to listen to you, and to who you hambrawa, that person's Quran Sharif, just by hambrawaing, also improves. That person's Quran Sharif improves also, as far as makharij also, as far as tajweed also is concerned. Ours will also improve, theirs will also improve. And it will cause a deeni environment. When the children are born, children are not crying all the time, and neither are they quiet all the time. But if the child is also just lying there, and while you're hambrawaing your wife, the effect on the child is evident. There is no need to elaborate on that. How the child will grow up listening to Quran Sharif every day. This one's boy, now he's Maulana already in Durban, Desai boy, he was by Maulana Naim. What's his name? He was 8 years old and he had completed Quran Sharif and he knew it so well. In a full gathering, he will sit on a mimbar and without any fear, he would recite. And he would recite very beautiful and correctly. I asked the father, this is now many years ago, that in your opinion, in your mind, how come this boy, Allah blessed him with this great wealth, that at the age of 8, and he knew his Quran so well, and he could read with so much confidence, sitting on a mimbar. He thought for a while, then he told me, when the mother conceived, she should read about 15 suparas a day, so that effect goes on to the child. And today there is no doubt, it is proven, if a mother has got AIDS, it gets transferred to the child. If the mother is a smoker, the effect goes on to the child. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written, Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was once visiting us here in Azadabad, and he was invited by Maulana Abdullah Hafiji for tea. I was living opposite him, so he invited me also to come. So these other points are also very important, so it's worth mentioning them. Haji Sahib then told, Maulana Abdullah Hafiji brought his little daughters, they were very small at that time, 3-4 years, that range roughly, to meet Hazrat, which is common. So Hazrat put his hand on their head, they had scarves on, and then he told, this is the salam of small girls. So I told, even small girls, so small girls, he said, even so small girls, Abba Jan, Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, should not even allow to hold the hand of such a small girl, 3 years. And then he said that Abba Jan used to say that just put the hand on the head when there is a orni, when there is a scarf, not directly onto the head. and that is the salam of even such small girls. And then further he said that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written that if parents, which are 100% jais and halal, they meet when they are in a room in their bed and there is a child sleeping in the same room, this effect will fall on that child also. That though it is a complete halal relationship, nothing, no haram, no doubtful in it, but it will have a negative effect on that child also. So Quran Sharif, how much of a positive effect it won't it have? So therefore, if we reread Quran Sharif and we read it at home, and preferably read it to the wife every day once supara, try and let her take out time. Usually women have a lot of chores and when they have the children, but if we make up the mind and that little time is taken out, great, great benefit will come for the whole family. And then that same supara, read it in namaz again. The noor of reading it, looking in the Quran Sharif is different. The benefit, the effect of it, hambrawaing it is different. And when we read it in namaz, that is again different. It will have a separate noor. So those whose Quran Sharifs are strong, then they can manage that. They should do that. Those whose Quran Sharifs are not so strong, then read half a supara two times or three times, hambrawa it one time, or read it four times, hambrawa it one time, and read it one time in namaz. So, and very soon it will make one's Quran Sharif also strong without much effort. And a person whose Quran Sharif is even more weaker, then that person should read a quarter supara six times, hambrawa it one time, and read it one time in namaz. So in that way, three suparas will still get done. Not six, more than six. For a half is, it will be 10 times. Read it 10 times, hambrawa it one time, and read it in namaz one time. Inshallah, a person who can manage a quarter by reading it 10 times, and many ustads make the door of their children just by reading one quarter 10 times. When they complete their hifz, they just let them read one quarter 10 times. It becomes very strong there. And of course, with concentration, a person reads, and that he knows he has to hambrawa again, and he knows he has to read it in namaz again, which is the most difficult. More difficult than hambrawaing also. Because when you are hambrawaing somebody, if you make a mistake, they correct you. But in namaz, now you are baffled, and no same also to help you out. And you have to battle to try and get it right. So that is the most difficult. So in 1 year, a person's Quran Sharif will become quite strong. And a person who is weaker than that, his hips, then also he must keep on learning all the time. Hambrawa somebody, whatever he can, half a page, one page, whatever. He should hambrawa, and his Quran Sharif. That is for the hafiz. And then for a who is not a hafiz, he should try and read. If a person is not used to reading, then he should start with a little bit. A page a day, one ruku a day, and build it up, increase it. And every 40 days, make it more. If he starts with a page a day, after 40 days, make it 2 pages. After another 40 days, make it 4 pages. In this way, he should try and build it up to come to 1 supara a day. And so this tilawat, this should be done. And nobody must be left without making tilawat. On a daily basis, a person should feel it a very great wrong on himself that he does not read Quran Sharif. Every day Quran Sharif should be recited. And then the adab of tilawat also. There should be wudu. That is also, of course, without wudu, touching the Quran Sharif is not permissible. And then with devotion, concentration. Some of us, especially who are good hafizas, and today with cell phone, we are hambrawaing also, and we're busy with the cell phone also, checking messages or sending a message or something like that. There is a very dangerous thing that if, during Quran Sharif, Allah has been kind. When you are one king, Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi, he was having his majlis with his people, with his subjects, and while having the majlis, the meeting with his subjects, one of them just fixed his button here. He warned him, he told him, the next time you do that, I'll never allow you to sit in my majlis again. When you are sitting in my majlis, Your mind must be nowhere else. And in this also, a very sad thing. Like, for example, if the mic has to go off now, and somebody goes there to fix it, everyone starts looking that side. That should never be the case. Anything, anyone comes here, brings a message, anything, our concentration must be on the talk. I think it was Belgium, we were in Jamaat, and an Arab alim came, and he was there where our Jamaat was, and he gave a talk. And in the matter of the talk, something had happened, and everyone's attention went there. And he became very angry and upset. He says, even if the roof comes down, you must not worry about that. This is exaggeration, but what he means, you must give your full attention. So for a talk of deen, when you're talking with somebody and that person doesn't give you attention, it offends you. When you're talking with Allah Ta'ala, and when a person is reading Quran Sharif, he's talking with Allah Ta'ala, and in that he doesn't give proper attention. He's playing with his cell phone, or he's busy with some other things, whatever, many other things. How many people, one person, Allah grant him Jannah, he passed away. There are some people who are pious in the sense, they won't make Fajr namaz, they won't read Quran Sharif, but their wazifas, their pansura, that they can't leave out. What the peer sahab gave them pansura to read, that they have to read. Now even if they don't make Fajr, doesn't matter. And even if they don't read Quran Sharif, doesn't matter. But the pansura they have to read. And while his sister-in-law on one occasion said that he's such that he never misses his pansura, but while reading the pansura, giving terrible swears of the mother and daughter swears to this one, to that one, and he's reading pansura also, and he's swearing also, and he's shouting also, and he's vulgar also, and he's reading pansura also. And he's a pious man, according to that standards. He's regarded as a pious man. So while reading Quran Sharif, we shouldn't engage in anything else. Today we are reading Quran Sharif. Just see who's at the door. Answer the phone. And polish my shoes. Do this. And Quran Tilawat also is carrying on. Proper, as though that is part of the one ayat also. That also carries on. That if it must not happen. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, Be-adabi, sometimes be-adabi causes more harm than what a guna causes. To show disrespect causes more harm to a person than what a guna causes harm to a person. So this be-adabi of the Quran Sharif, that while we are reading, and our thoughts also, the thoughts do go away, but not intentionally we should. And when we realize, then don't leave the thoughts. Like, just like a child, whether it is namaz or Quran Sharif or zikr, our thoughts do go away, that is how thoughts are. But it is just like a child, the mother is busy in the house, the child went outside. The mother didn't want the child to go. So the child, by nature, the child is going to go out. But the minute she becomes conscious, now she mustn't leave the child out. She will bring the child in again. So the same way, when our thoughts go away, whether it's in namaz, in Quran Sharif, in zikr, then the minute we become conscious, bring the thoughts back again. And bring them to what we are doing again. Again, like children, they again quickly, whenever they get a chance, they'll run away. Thoughts will run away again with us. When we become conscious again, bring them again. So our devotion should be there. And if a person puts atar when he makes tilawat of Quran Sharif, very, very good. Because the atar has an effect on the heart. And now what we are, and this is not only in Quran Sharif, who doesn't know that when a person, when the first night of marriage, how much perfume is used? Because perfume encourages romance, which is, romance is from the heart. So whenever a person wants to be romantic, he uses perfume. So with the Quran Sharif for effect on the heart, atar has got a great effect. And then with adab, and if we start facing the Qibla, even much more better, in such a way and such a time that we are not disturbed. And if we have to be disturbed by anyone, then to close the Quran Sharif. Don't leave the Quran Sharif open, and we are talking also. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was going to visit our country, and it was in Shaban when we have our jalsas. So Maulana Shabbir Saluji Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum of Darul Zakaria, phoned me and he told me that Hazrat is coming and we are having our jalsas, and we should invite him to our jalsas. And the proper thing is that we should have gone personally to India to invite Hazrat. His position demands that respect, commands that respect. But since Hazrat will be coming here in a few days' time, so it is advisable we write a letter, not when Hazrat comes here, and then just like, by the way, we ask him to be also here at the Jalsa, so we write a letter. So they also wrote, we also wrote. Our reply when it came, so on the emblem of the madrasa, we have got the Rahel, and we have got a kitab on the Rahel. So the first thing, Hazrat, this is how Buzurgs their work is. He drew an arrow there, and he said the Rahel, only Quran Sharif is permitted to be on the Rahel. So this will be taken that this is a Quran Sharif. And it's lying open, and this is showing disrespect. Though it's not in actual fact and reality. But even that, the one time, Qari, who is Qari Ismail Rahmatullah and the Ustad in Dabir, Qari Ahmedullah was here, he was at Qari Abdullah's place. So we are speaking something, and I told him, my Abrarul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali, that anyone, if they make a mistake in the Quran Sharif, he will correct it there and then. And that is also a reason why Mawlana Abrarul Haqsa particularly didn't like to go to Jalsas. Because in a Jalsa, many times a student reads wrong. And then if you correct him, the people say, you spoiled our Jalsa. You mustn't, in the Jalsa, don't correct him. Afterwards, you must tell him. So then, Qari Ahmedullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that how much a person has got azmat of the Quran Sharif, then he won't see the person, the occasion. The Quran can't be read wrong. How can the Quran be read? Whoever this person, Ibn Abidin Shami in Fatawa Shamiya has written that the Quran's azmat is this, that even if a big sheikh, a big qari, if he reads wrong and a small boy, 5-6 years, makes out a mistake, he'll also correct him. Today that time is gone. Today we all, it's a time to make friends with shaitan also. Don't make shaitan also cross. We must befriend everyone. Sulih kul. That no matter what a person, that we don't agree with certain people, we must attend their gatherings to show we are one. And they must attend our gatherings, sulih kul, even with shaitan, his gathering also. We must be present at World Cup also. That also we must be present to show we are united and to show our patronage to everyone. So today is unfortunately that time. But when the time was, which was even just 200 years ago, when deen was so great, and the azmat of deen, that they wouldn't care for who it is. Deen, mistake in the Quran Sharif, that we won't sit for that, we won't, and if you can't correct, then you get up and go away. But today it is quite in order, which whoever makes a mistake, don't tell him then. Don't spoil the jalsa. The hifz khatam jalsa, the child read wrong, don't correct him there. Afterwards you can correct him. Let this go, whether it's even recorded on CDs and everything, the mistake also is recorded, and it will be played with that mistake, that's also in order. But don't talk anything. That is why Maulana Abrar al-Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali would then like to end, go to Jalsas. Also in Jalsas, when young boys are made to read Nazams or even Qirat, and to look at an Amrad, the rule of Shariat is, it is not permissible to look at him. Now everyone is looking, and if they have to ask them to take them away, it becomes a problem. The people become upset with that, that these boys, they were going to read, even the parents, they were going to read that nasheed so nice, and everyone, we should be so happy. And today when it's a time when men and women mix gatherings also. So what is left today really? So anyway, so Mawlana Abrarul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali, Qari Ahmedullah said, the azmat of the Quran, the greatness of the Quran, that it won't, you won't keep quiet. When an error is made, you will correct it. And you will see that it is corrected. So, in the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the azmat, and while we are reading, and we are talking with somebody else also, we are doing some other work also, that should not be the case with the Quran Sharif. So the huquq of the tilawat also must be fulfilled, then we will get the benefit. And if we have got that iman on the Quran, the muhabbat of the Quran, the azmat of the Quran Sharif, and we have learned Quran Sharif to read it correctly, and in the tilawat also, and in the learning also, our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, the kitab Maulana Musa was reading yesterday, the four of things to do to become a wali of Allah. The first thing before the four, by way of introduction, is correction of the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. To read Quran Sharif correctly, that is also important. So for the public generally, those who their Quran Sharif, they should read also, and if the reading is not correct, then so much time they should spend by some qari and learn to read the Quran Sharif correctly. That is also very, very important, that our makharij must be correct, our Quran Sharif recitation must be correct. So tilawat of Quran Sharif, then this is such a ni'mat. How many we hear the incidents who had made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Our own Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahab, who left till over 90. And right till the end, we saw that when he couldn't manage to go for Jamaat Namaz, though the house was three or four doors from the masjid, but he was ill at that time and he was so at the advanced age. But teaching of Quran Sharif, he didn't give up at any time. When he couldn't come from his bedroom to the front room, which is only two, three rooms away, then in his bedroom, he should be listening to students also. And many times he told us, it's my dua that if Allah permits me, I want a hifz class in the qabr also. So much. So, and there are so many people of this ummah who begged Allah and whom Allah granted the tilawat of the Quran Sharif in the qabr. And they carried on. So when a person, when that with that iman and that muhabbat, then it's not a duty that I must finish my one supara. It's a pleasure. And when you finish your amount, what you wanted to read, quarter, half, then just your desire to read it again, to read more again, and to read more again. So the minute this comes, one time, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, in a Hidayati Bayan, in an Ijtima, told, oh my beloved brothers, this was common phrase, eh, mere pyare bhaiyo, that when if you get the enjoyment of zikr, to go out for gasht will be like a big mujahada for you. You'll just want to sit in the masjid and just carry on making zikr. But that is when the enjoyment of zikr. And how can it not be that Allah, who is the fountain source of love, who is the fountain source of sweetness, and a person doesn't get sweetness in his mouth but in the name of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that I've seen personally some of my buzurgs that not when they make zikr, when somebody else is making zikr, water comes in the mouth. Like when we get the smell of biryani, just now the smell of the food will come downstairs, then automatically water comes in the mouth. He says when somebody is making zikr, water comes in the mouth. That how enjoyable the zikr is. The tilawat of Quran Sharif, and mashallah such qaris when they read, and when you hear that enjoyment. So yourself also, what that enjoyment, what that enthusiasm a person reads. And if the ta'allum of the Quran has gone further, and tafsir also, which if a person studies, which we should study, Masail al-Suluk on Bayan al-Quran, which Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah has written, the tafsir of the Quran, Bayan al-Quran. And on the hashia of it, he has written Masail al-Suluk, and took out all the masail of suluk from the Quran Sharif. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that my tasawwuf, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, is 100% mudallal bil Quran wal hadith. And he says, any point of my tasawwuf, ask me proof from Quran and hadith. So when we get all that enjoyment which is in the Quran Sharif, then the recitation of the Quran, Allama Busayri rahmatullah Ali says, laha ma'anin kamawjil bahri fi madadin. The Quran Sharif has got meanings like the waves of the sea, and in various aspects he compares it. Madadin, how one wave helps another wave. Like that, the rapt of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. That a person, when he understands the connection of the ayats, like one ayat, for example, the whole Quran Sharif is like that. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. If a person looks ma'bad and what is after it and before, there is no connection. Of Inna Allah wa malaikatahu, what that, there is no connection. But when Allah blesses a person in the inna, Our ustad of tafsir, we have been studying, alhamdulillah, while we were studying in Deoband, the tafsir of Maulana Ghulamullah Khan was very famous in Rawalpindi, which we still tell today in many places, especially in Pakistan. They teach tafsir at the end of Shaban and the whole of Ramadan, and for 1.5-2 months the whole tafsir course in a specific field. Maulana Ghulamullah Khan Rahmatullah Ali used to focus against the bidatis, against the people who you make shirk with Allah, qabar pujaris, etc. That was his focus. And he used to teach in Shaban and Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, when we finished our Mishkat year, we went there for tafsir also. So anyway, he showed this connection. That year is the story of Hazrat Zaid radiallahu anhu before that. And Hazrat Zaid was married to Hazrat Zainab. That marriage just couldn't be made. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried very hard to patch it up from both sides, but it just didn't work. And it ended in divorce. And Hazrat Zaid is the adopted son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because he was so close, it was like he was the son of Nabi. But actually, he was the adopted son. And the rule of Sharia also is that an adopted son, it must be made known in society who the real father is. Don't pass it off that this is the father. Though he's living in that house, you adopted him when he was a day old, when he was 5 days old, and now he grows up in your house. But let him keep his own surname. Let it be known who his father is. It must not be that the people take a wrong meaning. An adopted son is not, of course, a real son. He's an adopted son. So when the divorce took place, then Allah made this nikah in the heavens of Hazrat Zainab to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so this was a very, very tough thing. For example, for somebody to say today that the nikah has been made with somebody, and like it was made in Medina Sharif. Yeah, nobody knows about it. Somebody comes here and tells you that your nikah, of course with nikah there has to be permission here. Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala. Allah made that nikah. That this girl has been given to you in marriage. This is a thing in your favor, which is a person by nafs, he likes this, another marriage, and that it has been done. Now to accept it in society, the whole society looks at it negative. And this is exactly what happened. The munafiqeen, the enemies, the Jews, this was an ideal occasion that they made a big, big, big hue and cry that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has married his own daughter-in-law. It was not his own daughter-in-law, stepdaughter-in-law. So, but that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's command, he accepted it. And he took her in nikah. Allah became so happy. Inna Allahu wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. That forever Allah is sending durood now on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you see this Rabb, then what the enjoyment. That a thing that was like a person who's working with figures. And he just can't get his reconciliation right. And when he gets it right, how happy he gets. Or that the one thing which was out of place, you're looking for something, you just couldn't find it. When you find, you get so happy. So this, when the ayats just fit in, like a jigsaw puzzle, and they just fit in, then you become so happy, there's no limit to that enjoyment. And all the meanings of the ayat, the inner meanings of it, so tilawat should try, and a person should endeavor in this way. And this is what is called islah. That a person makes tilawat and he starts enjoying his tilawat. And this will also come when the love of the Quran. And for the love of the Quran Sharif, then you express that your love for the Quran. Don't be shy to express it. Like people are shy to express their love for many things, for many people, especially for the Sheikh. One friend of ours came and he said that, like to express the love for the Sheikh, and then he expressed it, but very shyly also. The starting point will be like that. It's not easy to, it is true, it's difficult. But when a person can bring to that, then the love grows. And it grows further, and it grows. So for the Quran Sharif, there shouldn't be any shyness. Why should we be shy to say how I love the Quran Sharif? Even if it sounds 100% that we are lying, we are being munafiqs, that love is not in the heart. But say it like the ashar which we read during the zikr. All that reality of that ashar, who has got that reality? दिल मेरा हो जाए एक मैदान हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू हो, तू ही तू, और मेरे तन में बजाए आब ओ गिल, दर्द दिल, दैट्स लव ऑफ अल्लाह, दर्द दिल हो, दर्द दिल हो, दर्द दिल, गैर से बिल्कुल ही उठ जाए नजर, तू ही तू आए नजर, देखो जिधर, हुज गॉड, बट दिस इज दुआ ऑल द टाइम, एंड बाय सेइंग इट द रियलिटी विल कम. सो वन इज टू से इट टू ब्लफ द पीपल, बट वन इज टू से, एंड दैट डिपेंड्स ऑन द इंटेंशन ऑफ दैट पर्सन. वी शुडन जज अदर पीपल, that person, why he is saying this, why he is doing that, what his intention is. And our intention mustn't be that we show we are so big buzurg that har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Who has reached that stage that every desire of ours is gone? Oh Allah, only want you now in my heart. But by saying it, we will come to that. To whatever level, we will come to it. So the love of the Quran Sharif, when a person expresses it, says it, talks about it, then that love will start coming. And now what love, you read that if somebody else, one time, one person had written, he was in Atikaf, a friend of ours, he wrote to his wife, newly married, they were newly married. So you can imagine what the letter he wrote. And somehow that letter came to me, and I had to open it. But what value has it got to me? Eh? But for him and for his wife, what value has it got? But for somebody else, that letter, SMS which is meant for somebody else, and it has come to you, it hasn't got meaning for you, no feeling you have. But so the Quran Sharif, this, when we read it, if we take it like it's like a begana, like a lost child, who's got so much, unless somebody has got so much compassion, this child is lost. But that your child is lost and you find your child, what to me, what you can just imagine what that means to you. Your wife is lost in Haram Sharif, and then you meet one another. One couple of South Africa, they went, and the first day they went to Haram of Makkah, husband and wife got separated. By Asr time they met, and the way they hugged one another in the Haram. And the next flight they came home again. They didn't even make Hajj. They came home again. So that feeling, that, so what Quran Sharif, if we can start, we find the Quran Sharif. We're like a lost love. And we find the Quran Sharif. And then see what will be our condition. Then see kaifiyat of Iman. When we make tilawat, whether it's two ayats also. But then see, and then that you won't be able. People who found that repeated one ayat whole night. Imam Abu Hanifa, how many stories? The one ayat, they kept on reading it the whole night. We say that to the same thing we have to read. Kitab reading, how many people say? Same kitab we are hearing over and over. Now something new. But when you get that love, one ayat, you'll read whole time. And you still won't get satisfaction with it. So tilawat of Quran Sharif, may Allah bless us with tilawat of Quran, and to propagate all these rights to other people, that other people also, everyone starts. With regard to another aspect of tilawat of Quran Sharif, it's not only long time ago, but I was so happy we heard of this many times, we spoke of it many times, but never experienced it. But however, when I went to Mombasa, then in the masjid there, we made Maghrib namaz. After Maghrib namaz, the Jami Masjid, then I heard sounds of tilawat of Quran. I thought must be classes. But then they still, alhamdulillah, to quite an extent, that old system, where small houses, and like right next to the masjid. And a few other places there, one place is Lamu. There are a few other places where 100% how the environment of Deen was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The masjid, houses right next to the masjid, etc. All that, so that is still exists there. Then I found out when I inquired that this is tilawat from the houses. The people in the houses, tilawat is being made, not a hafiz class or a class, from the houses. So we should hear before that when people make their fajr namaz in the masjid, as they walking home, from every house the sound of tilawat of Quran Sharif should come. After Maghrib, when they walk home, from every house the sound of the tilawat of Quran Sharif should come. Today, unfortunately, every house you'll see the TV is on, the light of the TV and the sounds of the TV in Muslim homes. And not only Muslim homes, but those homes where they are thatched roofs, those mud houses, and thatch roofs, but there also the aerial will be there, and the dish will be in that place also. So everywhere they have made, they want to, and they have undertaken that it can be the remotest corner in the world, there will be also a Coke and a burger. A person, that culture of this burger and Coke culture, it will be present there also. And we saw in some complete jungle places, Coca-Cola bodies also there. So their culture, they are promoting it. TVs in such places, cheap, they sell the TVs. So that everyone, and through the TV, the whole culture. And for Quran Sharif, how much are we promoting the Quran Sharif? There are people, millions of people, Muslims, born Muslims, who haven't seen a Quran Sharif. And we are doing absolutely nothing about it. Forget being able to read the Quran Sharif. So this is also our duty to take the Quran Sharif. So tilawat e Quran, that is one great rite of the Quran Sharif. And we should make a lot of tilawat. As far as also ta'allum and inshallah ta'aleem afterwards, and the tilawat of the Quran, I saw with my own eyes, Haji Yusuf Rawat, rahmatullah alayhi, has passed away, very wealthy man in Reunion. And if you say he owned half of Reunion, it wouldn't be exaggerating also. And he had such a position that he should be invited for political functions in France. By the president of France, he used to be invited. He had such a position. But every day after Maghrib, I saw him in the Masjid, St. Denis Masjid, the capital of Reunion. He would sit with his children and grandchildren. And till Isha, he would be teaching them. And that time, quite a few times we had gone. At one safar, I saw it's not happening, so I asked him. So he said, I'm old now, I can't manage, but it's at home. It still carries on. In the same way, in this Mombasa, there's a town about 50-60 kilometers north of Mombasa. There we went to that place also, and there also after Maghrib, an Arab sheikh, Yemeni sheikh, very, very wealthy also. So wealthy, when we were traveling in town, they showed us this block of flats belonged to him. This garage belongs to him. That supermarket, this place is waqf for the yatims. That place income is waqf for the masjids. He built masjid, very wealthy also, and mashallah, very deeni inclined. But he sits himself personally with his children and grandchildren after Maghrib. He used to sit, and he would read Quran Sharif, then each child of his would read. Then he would go home. And the children must sit with the grandchildren until Isha. So this environment of Quran Sharif in our homes, in our masjids, it's lost. Today the ustad must do it, but me as a parent, I got no connection with my children. And the greatest connection we can make is through the Quran Sharif, to teach them Quran Sharif. So we should bring this Quran Sharif alive, the every aspect of the Quran Sharif. After tilawat e Quran Sharif, the most very important basic thing, amal bil Quran. That is the object of the Quran Sharif. And as I explained, that the first point, Iman bil Quran, like for example, our Iman must be complete, solid, that capital punishment 100% is correct. The Quran has prescribed it, end of the story. Whether I can practice it or not is different. That comes now in Amal of Quran. But my Iman must be on that. Parda, if I'm not making parda, I'm not, I speak to my cousins, I mix with my cousins, each day we talk around, we mix around, but I must know and admit that it is the command of Allah. Iman, I must have on that command. And then amal, I must try and improve myself. But the iman, I must have. Interest is haram. Even if I'm getting involved, I took out some insurance, I did this, that is my weakness. But my iman must be, don't make interest jais in any way. That is the sad thing today, that it is being made jais in various forms. If it's haram, it's haram. Photography is haram, it is haram. Don't justify it. If I'm taking photos on my cell phone or whatever else, I took wedding photos, etc., it's my weakness. But it is haram. I must say, don't make it jais. Don't regard, that is a very dangerous thing. What Allah has made haram, to make it halal, to make it jais. So as if what is haram, don't make that halal. What is halal, don't make it haram. That also, what are Allah's laws, so that iman must be there. Now, amal bil Quran, then I must try and practice on every command of Allah Ta'ala. Inheritance, my amal must be exactly as Allah Ta'ala has prescribed it. Everything. So then we should try and make our whole lives confirmed to the Quran Sharif. Our amal must be confirming to the Quran Sharif. Every aspect what the Quran Sharif has taught, our actions must confirm to that. And the basic thing is, see our five times namaz. How is our five times namaz? We should be performing. And then with jamaat, and then with concentration, devotion, the Quran hasn't explained that there are five namazes. Though you can take it out from the ayat, 100% there is no doubt about it. But that Fajr has got two faras and two sunnats, you won't get that in the Quran Sharif. Four faras of Zohar, four sunnats of Zohar, that you won't get. But yes, the Quran Sharif did say that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, that in your namaz have khashiyat. خَائِفُونَ قَلْبًا وَسَاكِنُونَ قَالِبًا, the meaning of it, that your body must be motionless in your namaz, etc. So the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif did not explain the quantity, but has explained the quality. But today the quantity, a very few of us have taken, but the quality, the vast majority of that few, they also have forsaken quality. So to make amal on the Quran Sharif has given the zakat 2.5%, Isha namaz 4 rakats, that the Quran Sharif hasn't explained. But the Quran Sharif has said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ, that control your anger. That the Quran Sharif has explained. That the Quran Sharif has given this explanation, which we regard as small as insignificant, that these are not so important things about character, etc. That السَّيَّ بِالْحَسَنَةِ, that somebody has done bad to you, do good to that person. That we feel is just extra, superfluous things. But that is the kalamullah. That how important is it? The Quran Sharif. So our amal must correspond to the Quran Sharif. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were that class of people that they were walking Quran Sharifs. They were live Quran Sharifs. Their every action was Quran Sharif. Whatever they did, whether in their anger, whether in their, when they were sober, whether they were happy, whether they were sad, in every condition, their life was Quran Sharif. So we have to make that effort also. That is also the right of the Quran Sharif. Not just a kitab, but it is the Quran Sharif is such a kitab, a law book, but such a law book which is different from all other law books. Laws which are made in parliaments, etc., the law is written, if you break the law, this is the punishment. But the Quran Sharif gives you encouragement on everything, prepares your mind for it. Look, for example, liquor was made haram, but it wasn't just a law made, and if you break this law, this is the punishment. But in three levels, the Quran Sharif came gradually, and then made the law. And this is again another thing, which is many people have written, kitabs, the mind the Quran builds. What type of a mind? Our mind should be the mind of the Quran. If you look at our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, Jazahumullah Khair, is very explicit on this. Many du'as, many habits of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat proves it, that this is from the Quran. This, his mizaj was the mizaj of the Quran Sharif. So if the more a person reads Quran Sharif, the more naturally his mizaj, this is famous. That is why our buzurgs discouraged lot to read the books of non-believers, of sinful people, because without, our buzurgs are such that, for example, even Nahwa, a grammar book, which is written by a sinful person, though it is very good in teaching grammar, but they did not prefer to teach it. Rather teach that Nahwa grammar book of a pious person, because together with the grammar, that piety will also come. Whosever's books we read, today we just, we don't think of it anything. We watch a TV, a soap or anything, or we watch that comics that come, all that, or anything else. But whoever has made it, the effect of that person will come in you. Whoever, which books you read a comic also, you read any book also, whoever's book you read, the writer's effect, definitely, not only our ulama, even from the Western world, they have said that, and that is why they stress so much on their things, so that it comes into us. The time is up tomorrow, inshallah, if we remember, and remind me that, for example, why Shakespeare is taught in schools, to discuss that. And this is not from our source, from their source, that what effect it has. So the Quran Sharif, the more we read Quran Sharif, our mizaj will become. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Allah's qualities and Allah's that mizaj will come into us. The more we read Quran Sharif, and together with the adab. Otherwise it can, if we, for example, talking in the Quran, disrespect of the Quran, it can have khudana khasa, an adverse effect on us also. So the proper adab, etc. From there, very briefly, we'll go into it more detail also. Namazes, etc. Some people teach, to get concentration, you must read long rakats. When you can't concentrate in short rakats, how are you going to concentrate? First you start with short rakats. Now make your namaz not quick ever. Don't ever read namaz quickly. Read it short. Instead of reading Surah Baqarah, read Inna Aatayna. But read it properly. Instead of reading 13 times Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, read it 3 times, but read it properly. So short namazes with concentration. So Quran Sharif also start with little, but the proper due respect of the Quran Sharif. And then build on that slowly, slowly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.